Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. Conservation groups, environmentalists, and natural resource management professionals from throughout the state will meet this weekend in West Monroe, where the Louisiana Wildlife Federation will hold its 75th annual convention. Joining me by phone is LWF Executive Director Rebecca Trish. Rebecca, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Happy to talk to you.
Well, tell us about the upcoming convention.
We have a convention every year, and we move it around the state because we have members and organizations that are affiliated with us from around the state. And this year, we are holding our convention in West Monroe, and our host is Friends of Black Bayou. It'll be Friday, August 15th, and Saturday, August 16th. We hear resolutions about policy and issues of concern to our members, and it sets the policy for what we'll work on in the future. So we do that every year. We'll also announce the winners of our 75th anniversary wildlife photo contest at our luncheon on Saturday. And we also have a bit of fun. We will celebrate our anniversary on Friday night with a dinner, and our host affiliate members, Friends of Black Bayou, are inviting our members and the public is welcome to attend too, to an outing in the Black Bayou National Wildlife Refuge Sunday morning.
The photo contest, that is entries from across the state?
Yes, you needed to have a photo taken in Louisiana to show our natural beauty. So there were several categories, people enjoying nature, plants, animals, birds, reptiles, wildlife. We had lots of entries and really great photos that we hope to highlight, and we are using in some of our promotional material. So it'll be exciting to unveil those winners on Saturday.
Guest speaker during Saturday's Board of Directors luncheon is Black Bayou Lake National Wildlife Refuge Manager Brett Hortman. What will he be sharing this weekend?
Well, our members have been very interested for the last several years in the conservation of the Mollusca unit, and it's up in Wachita, and we wanted to hear more about what the development of that, where it stands now, how it's been conserved. And so it's an update on that. And frankly, I'm excited about the update because I haven't heard about the most recent developments. And it's one of the things that we do, you know, support these kinds of conservation measures, try to help promote volunteers coming out to help where they can, talk about the need for more public access, more preservation of wildlife habitat. And so this is a great example. And, you know, we're happy to have an update on a project that seems to be doing so well in the Monroe area.
And lots of good things going on there with the Mollusca unit. Well, tell us about some current LWF projects, things that we may have heard about recently or things that you expect we will hear in the near future.
Sure. We've been following an issue for the Artificial Reef Development Fund for the last couple of years. And I wanted your listeners to know that in November, there'll be a constitutional amendment presented to the voters, asking voters to constitutionally protect the Artificial Reef Fund. And it's a fund that was created in the late 1980s for receiving donations from oil and gas companies who take a rig that's been decommissioned, and instead of taking it and moving that platform into land, they can have a cost saving and put that cost saving into the reef fund. The fund has supported lots of artificial reefs, which is fabulous fish habitat near shore and offshore of Louisiana's coast. So the fund is there to support the program that's a great success, very well known around the country, but also to have a fund in case of need for rigs that move to deal with the program, to do research around that, and to continue that habitat building off of Louisiana's coast. And so we were concerned that funds that were donated were, we felt like they are constitutionally protected because they're donated into the conservation fund. But for a couple of years, those funds were used to balance the budget, and so we asked for a tightening of that language. So it's a very simple presentation to the voters. It's nothing new. It's programming that's been going on. So this is just a tightening of that protection for the money to be used for what it was donated for. So it's something that's coming up before the voters. And I felt like in Monroe, there's a lot of people who come down and fish in our marsh and the coast and go offshore. And it's something that we wanted to give the heads up about.
Any other projects occurring across North Louisiana that LWF is actively involved in?
Well, I think there's been a lot of benefits from the Land and Water Conservation Fund putting donated land into conservation areas and refuges and state wildlife management areas. And so I know that's of ongoing benefit in use, and that's something that we support for that fund to receive all of the funds that's dedicated to it every year. And I think, you know, Black Bayou's been the benefit of that, Red River National Wildlife Refuge, and several of the state's wildlife management areas. So in terms of, there just seems to be a lot of project talk about conservation in North Louisiana, and that's something that we follow and support. It's what we do, is, you know, try to build awareness of conservation, talk about the enjoyment of it, whether it's hunting, fishing, camping, birding, hiking. Our members are people who enjoy the outdoors, and conservation of our wildlife habitat is something that we've been doing for nearly 75 years.
Rebecca Trish, we look forward to the convention coming up this weekend in West Monroe with the Louisiana Wildlife Federation. Rebecca Trish serves as its executive director. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and we welcome the public to be with us on that day.
You can hear this and other Land Yap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.